Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, November 14th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. What a joy to share God's Word with you in a perspective from the Holy Scriptures, and in part based upon our own experiences in life. Today's message is titled, Our Refuge. In the scripture verse, oh, it's a glorious passage. Psalm 34, verse 8.
Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him.
Do you recall a time when someone tried to get you to taste something just once? We especially do this with our kids. And I still try with some of my favorites that I alone seem to enjoy in my family, like asparagus and Brussels sprouts. But I was recently on the other side. Let me tell you the story. In one of our chaplain service locations, I came across a group of ladies from Southeast Asia, I believe they were Laotian, who were on their break. Although I can't talk to them due to the language barrier, they seemed to appreciate expressions of kindness, interest in their work, and the universal language, the warm smile. One of them was eating a rice dish with what appeared to be a tiny hand in it. I tried to learn what this foreign food object was, and as best as I can determine, it was a chicken's foot. While we were talking, she picked it up and began to chew on it. Well, I'm sure glad she didn't offer it to me or say, "Taste this chicken foot. It's really good." I probably wouldn't do too well on the foreign mission field when it comes to the different cultural approaches to food groups.
Well, in today's portion from the Psalms, David is using two of our physical senses to urge the child of God to recognize God's goodness. He says to us, "Taste and see that the Lord is good." I'm so thankful that the eternal God is good. As many of us have been repeating a good phrase in church for a number of years, it goes like this: God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. What comfort and assurance that brings to our hearts today.
C.H. Spurgeon wrote, I'm quoting right now, "When others behave badly to us, it should only stir us up the more heartily to give thanks unto the Lord, because he is good. And when we ourselves are conscious that we are far from being good, we should only the more reverently bless him that he is good. We must never tolerate an instant's unbelief as to the goodness of the Lord. Whatever else may be questioned, this is absolutely certain, that Jehovah is good. His dispensations may vary, but his nature is always the same." End quote.
Well, I love the last portion of the verse. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Blessed is the type of word that's primarily used only in the Bible or in religious circles. It fundamentally means how happy, which doesn't really sound as spiritual, but surely conveys that meaning. Psalm 144:14 says, "Blessed are the people whose God is the Lord."
The Hebrew word for refuge is chaka, and I'm sure I'm not pronouncing that correctly. It's derived from the phrase to flee for protection. What a glorious truth today. The refuge that we have in God has not changed in the 3,000 years since David wrote this psalm. The great hymn, How Firm a Foundation, states, "What more can he say than to you he has said, to you who for refuge to Jesus have fled." Today we join David in his proclamation. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him.
Let's pray together. Father, because of your tender protective care, we can turn away from turmoil and flee to you, our triumphant master. We are indeed a people who are blessed beyond measure, who in turn want to bless you by our faithful devotion and others by our fruitful deeds. We have tasted and we do see that you are good all the time. And all the time, Father, you are good. Amen.
Amen. I think you were taking that phrase from the song I alluded to, Brooksine. Well, thank you out there for joining us today on our daily podcast for this rather overcast Wednesday morning, although yesterday it began this way and got beautiful. We understand some cold weather's coming our way. Well, we're on the web at www.dailyencouragement.net. We prepare and share these messages each weekday morning. We've done so for over 10 years now. Today's message is on the website today, the 14th of November, 2007, or just go back if you're not listening to the podcast on the 14th of November. We do have a number of different materials on it. In fact, I can't recall all that I have placed up on the HTML version. I do know I have several songs up. One of them being that song, and actually a wonderful classic version with Don Moen, who probably made it famous. Brooke Singh said he's not the writer.
He and Don Overstreet.
Don Overstreet?
I don't think it's Paul.
Paul Overstreet.
That's it.
It's really a song that I can't hardly play without smiling. In this particular version, Don Moen, a man a few years older than us, who looks a lot younger than us in the video, maybe several years old, plays the fiddle. It's worth clicking on our site today to get to that link, and it's a YouTube video. Well, there's a lot of other songs I have up today. I have two videos by Stephen Curtis Chapman, which is one of Astaire's favorite musicians, and yesterday he was in the Lancaster area for a concert, and Astaire volunteered all day long, excuse my voice today, to help unload the truck in the morning and help throughout the afternoon with the setup, and attended the concert last night. She's exciting. And we have two of his videos up with some other resources. I won't mention, a reminder again, I have a new posting up to our humor, our satire blog. And it is satire. Some of the readers yesterday, based on comments, may not have been sure. But it could be true. It's a concerns a worship pastor in Texas who was fired for not being cool enough. Interesting comment on the state of today's church. Well, again, there are some other notes up on the site today, some other resources we have for you, some photos. DailyEncouragement.net is our website. Thank you for listening to us, and today, once again, be reminded of the glorious, good God we serve and the wonderful joy of taking refuge in Him.